Lesson 2. In our previous lesson, we learned that God created us uniquely in His own image and likeness. Today, we shall learn names for identification and self-awareness. Everyone will tell us his or her name and age. My name is Peter. I am 8 years old. I am Kaleche. I am 7 years old. My name is Ashanti. I am 9 years old. Well done. I can see that you know your names. Can you tell us who in the school council a boy or girl? Our class governor is called Jorgen. He is a boy. Our school president is called Selina. She is a girl. Well done, learners. There are names for boys and girls. My brother has two names, Wambua Kimani. My friend has three names, Lucy Chirono Omondi. My class teacher is called Madam Elizabeth. Very good. We all have names. Our names are used for identification. Lesson 3. In our previous lesson, we learned how we should use our names for identification and self-awareness. In today's lesson, we shall learn that God knows all of us by our names because He considers us special. Let us mention 5 names of pupils in children government in our school. Well done, learners. Group 1. Write down the name of your class governor. Group 2. Sign the names of cabinet secretaries in your school. I can see you know the names of your school leaders. God also knows us by our names, and He cannot confuse our names. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1, says, "But now the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you because you are mine."